It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
We've done like, I don't know, three or four straight weeks or three or four straight shows where it has been a process to try to fit everything into every single show that we're doing. We've got an hour long, right? And it's been difficult. We've done it a couple of weeks, and there, I think like maybe last week there was a couple of things I didn't get to. So anyway, and it's hard to believe, like we're winding down 2025. This is my next to last show for 2025. So you and I have two more shows, counting this one, together. And then we won't speak again until 2026. Yeah, we went that fast, that far, whatever. So some of the things I'm going to try to get to today, just to give you a heads up, we've got some news out of Brunswick. Their head coach, the Brunswick High Pirates, he's resigning. We'll talk a little bit about that. Then there's the GHSA sanction stuff to talk about. High school football state championship games coming up. We're going to do the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, bowl predictions, Sharon Moore, signing day, the situation with Notre Dame. Braves made a signing. The SEC made a big announcement this past week concerning SEC football scholarships. So let's go. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. All right, so we will start with the state championship. Well, we'll start with the final four scores. Of course, we can't do that in 5A completely because of the whole situation with Gainesville and the GHSA and all the stuff that's going on there, but we can update some of the scores. So let's do that. All right. So in AA, do we want to do some music? Yeah, let's do some music here. All right. Good deal. In AA, Carver Columbus 33, Burke County 13. Carver Columbus moves on to play for the AA state championship. They got the winner of Hapeville Charter and Sumter County. Hapeville Charter 24-18 winners. You'll see Carver Columbus and Hapeville Charter. In the private sector, Calvary Day 24, Fellowship Christian 7. Calvary Day advances. They will take on Hebron Christian, who downed Greater Atlanta Christian 50-24. In 6A, Carrollton takes down Gwinnett 48-21. They will play Buford, who beat Valdosta in the final four in 6A 39-7. In 5A, Gainesville in the Elite Eight game beat Langston Hughes. Gainesville's a three seed. Langston Hughes was a one, defending state champions, and Gainesville beat them. So Gainesville will advance. They will take on Rome next. In 4A, Creekside 35, Kell 6, and Benedictine downed Marist. Good game, 28-20. So Benedictine and Creekside for your 4A state championship. In 3A, Jefferson and West Lawrence. Jefferson 17, West Lawrence 13, and Sandy Creek took down LaGrange 42-24. Jefferson and Sandy Creek in 3A. Single A Division 1, Toombs County 40, Hurd 14, and Worth County 32, Pepperell 12. You may see both Toombs County and Worth County in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. They will play each other for the Single A Division 1 state crown. Single A Division 2, Bowdoin ends Clinch County season 45-6, and they will take on Lincoln County, who beat Early County 34-0. Those are your scores from this past week. And again, we will see every team will have off on Friday, except for the 5A schools. They will play their final four games to determine who is going to be playing in the state championship game, because they had to wait a week with all the GHSA stuff. Okay, so what we will do is we will – I'm going to go ahead and – we've got some time, right? So I'm going to preview – I'm going to try to meld stuff together. Normally we would do this in two different segments, but because we have so few games to discuss, I guess we will get to it in this segment and combine, right? So in 6A, Carrollton and Buford, I told you those are going to be the two teams that are going to play for your 6A championship. Give me Buford to win the 6A title. In 5A, Gainesville at Rome. This is a Final Four game. Give me Gainesville to go to Rome and win. Thomas County Central at Roswell. That's also a Final Four game. Give me Roswell to win the game, which will set up a state title game, if I'm right. Gainesville versus Roswell. Those two teams are in the same region. Roswell won by a couple of points earlier in the season. If those two teams do end up matching up, I will take Roswell in a win repeat, this time in the state championship game. In 4A, Creekside versus Benedictine. Give me Benedictine to win the football game and win the 4A state championship. In 3A, Jefferson versus Sandy Creek. I'll take Sandy Creek to win that state championship. Hapeville Charter versus Carver Columbus in AA. I have picked against Hapeville Charter the entire way until last week. I did pick them, and they won the football game. So you would think I would know better and that I'd learned my lesson. I would continue with the positive trend, but I'm not. I'm hard-headed. I'm going to go with Carver Columbus to win the AA state championship and beat Hapeville Charter. Single-A Division I, Toombs County and Worth County. Man, that should be a hell of a football game. I'm going to take Worth County to win Single-A Division I. Single-A Division II, Bowdoin versus Lincoln. Give me Bowdoin. In the private sector, Calvary Day versus Hebron Christian. Give me Calvary Day. I actually picked them to begin the season, and here they are in the state championship game, so they held up their end. I will take Calvary Day to win the Single-A state championship. Whatever division that is. I think it's Division II. So, yep, those are the teams that I am picking to win state championships. We will have an update on the Brunswick High situation. As you know, Gainesville had all of their players they filed an injunction, won the injunction, so they were at full strength against Langston Hughes. They will continue to be at full strength until the GHSA can have their appeal heard, which at that point, you know, it's a moot point because the games would have been played. You might as well just go ahead and drop the thing, GHSA. We'll have an update on the Brunswick High situation coming up soon. The Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings on the other side.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. A ton of news surrounding the Brunswick High football program this week. First, the GHSA lifted the postseason ban against the Pirates for next season, which was levied due to the sideline-clearing fight with Gainesville. The GHSA also unsuspended 42 of the 44 players that it had originally suspended for Brunswick. Also, Pirates head coach Garrett Grady resigned from the head job and has accepted a position to be on the Coffee County coaching staff. Grady was just named Region Coach of the Year. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. Football season is here and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suits, dining room suits, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices, all the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times, 912-267-1897, and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Like I told you, we got a jam-packed show. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision Center, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82, exit 29 in Brunswick, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. All right, so now I want to get into, we only have like two of these left, this one and then the next one. The next time that I give you a Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Ranking will be the final edition of the rankings. So be ready for that because, you know, I'll probably do like some mid-preseason, some spring preseason rankings, but for like all of the games being played, this is the way that things are going to pan out, at least for now. We've got two of these left, starting with this one. Let's talk about what we had last week. Last week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, we had number 10, Frederica, 9, Peach County, 8, Lowndes, 7 was Houston, 6 was Benedictine, 5 was Toombs, 4 was West Lawrence, 3 Valdosta, 2 Clinch. The number one team last week was the Worth County Rams. I will go ahead and tell you we had a team fall out. The Peach County Trojans fell out of the rankings. They did not play. By the way, to be eligible for the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, you must be somewhere, you must be around I-16 or south, around I-75 or east, and these are not my rankings. This is a formula that puts together all of these criteria. And just because Team X is ranked ahead of Team Y, I'm not saying that Team X can beat Team Y or is better than Team Y or even Team Z that may be in front of them. What I am saying is this formula is ranking these teams according to how well they have done within their schedule. I hope that makes sense. All right. at number 10, falling two spots. The last time we saw them play, a 29-17 loss to North Gwinnett. At number 10, the Lowndes County Vikings. At number nine, moving up one spot. The last time we saw them play was a 28-7 loss to John Millage in the GISA championship game, moving up one spot from 10-9, despite not playing, the Frederica Academy Knights. By the way, the College Football Playoff Committee emailed me and asked me for my formula. They've been using it all season long. At number eight, falling one spot, the last time we saw them play, the Elite Eight, they lost to Rome 38-28. They fall one spot from 7-8 in this week's rankings, the Houston County Bears. At number seven, coming off of a 39-7 loss to Buford, falling four spots, the Valdosta Wildcats come in at number seven. At number six, falling four spots themselves with a 45-6 loss to Bowdoin. At number six, the Clinch County Panthers. At number five, falling one spot with a 17-13 loss to Jefferson in the Final Four, West Lawrence. At number four, moving up two spots with a 28-20 win in the Final Four over Marist, the Benedict 10 Cadets at number four. At number three, jumping into the rankings, they were not in last week, they now jump into the rankings with a 24-7 win over Fellowship Christian in the Final Four. At number three, Calvary Day. At number two, moving up three spots with a 40-14 win over Heard County, the Toombs County Bulldogs at number two. And once again, as it has been for most of the season, coming off a 32-12 win over Pepperell in the Final Four, your number one team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Worth County Rams. Let's recap, shall we? At number 10, Lowndes. 9, Frederica. 8, Houston. 7, Valdosta. 6, Clinch. 5, West Lawrence. 4, Benedictine. 3, Calvary Day. 2 is Toombs, and 1 is Worth. Those are your Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. All right, so I want to get into the Brunswick High situation, and let's talk a little bit about that before we go into next break since we got a little bit of time. Gainesville and Brunswick High get into the sideline clearing brawl. All of you know this, or at least should. They get into the sideline clearing brawl, and then the GHSA steps in and issues all of these suspensions. They suspended, I believe it was 44 players from Brunswick and 39 players from Gainesville initially. Gainesville then sought a legal injunction, which they won, and that reinstated all of their players to be eligible to play against Langston Hughes, which they won that game at full strength. The GHSA then decided to appeal that decision and issued an appeal to be heard in an appellate court, which has not yet been heard. So in order to maintain the schedule, where the GHSA, of course, has the Mercedes-Benz Stadium rented out for their state championship games the beginning of next week, they had to get these games played. So they allowed Gainesville to play. They originally postponed the game. They unpostponed it. Gainesville beat Langston Hughes, and now they move on. And more than likely, they're going to finish their run at full strength. Meanwhile, they suspended, I think I said, 44 players from Brunswick. They issued a one-year postseason ban to the Brunswick High Pirates, and they issued them a $5,000 fine. Gainesville got that same $5,000 fine. When the GHSA decided to allow the Gainesville players to play, the Glenn County Athletic Board and school system then appealed the decision that the GHSA made as far as the one-year playoff ban and all the suspensions. They had that hearing this past week, and the Glenn County School Board won. So 44 players were originally suspended for Brunswick. All but two of them have been unsuspended. So 42 players from Brunswick reinstated. They will not have to serve the one-game suspension. Also, the GHSA lifted the one-year playoff ban. Brunswick High will be eligible to participate in the playoffs starting next year, whereas before they had to sit out. Right the day before, the timing is very interesting here. The day before the hearing, Brunswick High head coach Garrett Grady announced his resignation as the head coach for the Pirates. He has accepted a position with the Coffee County Trojans. He will be on their offensive staff, not an OC, not the OC over there, but just on their offensive staff. So he will be moving on from Brunswick High, heading over to Douglas, and now Brunswick High will be conducting a head coach coaching search moving forward. I would assume they'll probably do this pretty quickly. I don't know that. I'm just guessing. You've got to get things in place because, you know, spring's right around the corner, and you've got to have all those spring practices getting ready for your spring game. I'm going to guess that they'll probably announce the hiring of a new coach shortly after the new year, some point in January is my best guess. I don't know that for sure. So the day before Brunswick High wins the appeal, Garrett Grady resigns. Then Brunswick High wins the appeal, and now they are reinstated and also looking for a new head football coach. So a ton of news coming out. And coincidentally enough, Garrett Grady was named Region Coach of the Year the day before he resigned. He's named Region Coach of the Year. The next day he resigns. The next day Glynn County wins their appeal against the GHSA and has their playoff ban lifted and all of the players reinstated, all but two. So the timing of all of that just jam-packed. And it is interesting. I don't want to sit here and make claims that I don't know that are true. But with the timing of everything, I wonder, that's the appropriate term, I wonder if part of the reason or part of the stipulation for the GHSA to reinstate Brunswick High's playoff ban and unsuspend the players was they wanted Brunswick to move on from Garrett Grady. Now, Garrett Grady resigned, and everything that I have heard, that it was on his own accord. He was not forced out. He made the decision on his own to do so. But I can't help but wonder, you know, with the timing, if all of that was kind of intertangled. And again, I don't know that. It may not have been. But, you know, we will never know. What we do know is Garrett Grady will be an asset to the Coffee County Trojans. He's got a great offensive mind. He is really good with kids, coaching football and those types of things. I've got a lot of I'm just being honest with you, right? So like most of you folks that have listened to the show before, I've told you, I live on St. Simon's Island. And so, you know, I'm very closely affiliated with all of the programs that are in Glynn County, Frederica, Brunswick, and Glynn. I'm very closely affiliated with those, but I am affiliated with all the programs around Southeast Georgia, that are in, you know, my area. I know Garrett Grady, you know, pretty well. He's a good dude, and he's a great football coach, and he's going to be an asset for Coffee County. So, you know, kudos to Coffee County because they've got head coaching material on their coaching staff. So, you know, that's a win, and we'll see what Brunswick decides to do. I do know this, that I've heard a lot of rumors, right? I've heard rumors that Victor Floyd may return to Brunswick High. I've heard rumors that the former Camden coach that just resigned from that position was a candidate to fill the Brunswick High job. I've got it from a very, very close sources situation. Travis Rowland is not in the mix to be the next Brunswick High coach. Got that on good authority, so I'll dispel that rumor. And I will also say the rumor about Victor Floyd, that was not being considered at the time that I spoke to my very good source that's close to the program. So, yeah, Travis Rowland's not going to be your next Brunswick High coach, and at this point, Victor Floyd is not being considered to make a return to the Brunswick High sideline.
No matter the temperature outside, the AC Guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Trane dealer and Trane comfort specialists. High quality work, trained professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC Guys a call, 912-638-5778, or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
Welcome to Adobo Queens Restaurant, Brunswick's first and only authentic Filipino restaurant. Lumpia, pancit, and of course adobo chicken and pork. Take the short drive over and come on in. 6110 Altama Avenue, Suite 115, right next door to Kia. Or call ahead and order 912-456-3119. Or order online at adobo queens menu fy.com. Take out or dine in available for lunch or dinner. Brunswick's newest sensation, Adobo Queens.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Guys, don't look now, but Christmas is on the horizon. Don't get stuck holding Santa's bag this holiday season. Get on into Cunningham Jewelers and find that perfect Christmas gift. Make sure to have your special someone come on in and fill out their Christmas wish list for 20 to 30% off that special gift. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
We've hit that time of the year. It's bowl season for college football, and like I'm looking through these bowls, and I've got to be honest with you, there aren't a lot of intriguing matchups that are outside the college football playoff. Like maybe a couple. We have officially hit the point where we have outgrown the bowls. I've heard that talking point from some of the other folks that I listen to throughout the week, and I have to agree with them. I think that this is now obsolete, and it serves no purpose. There's a lot of money involved in the bowls, and of course, college football. If one thing that college football has proven, what they have proven is they love the bottom line. So if there's money involved, they are not willing to do away with something that brings in money. So what I would expect is this college football playoff, we're going to see an expansion, and we're going to see some of these bigger bowls, the higher paying bowls remain, and some of the guys that are lower end will probably see go away. And then you've had all of these teams that are opting out not to play bowls, Notre Dame included. That's the most noted one with everything that's gone down with them. So, yeah, I think the bowls are going to become a thing of the past. You will probably see some of these other bowls, the higher paying ones, get incorporated in the college football playoff when they expand this thing. And they are going to expand because, like I just said, college football does not turn down money. If there's money to be made, college football is checking the box. So we'll run through some of these games. We also have the Army-Navy game. I will take Navy in that game, but it should be a pretty decent game. But, yeah, I'll take Navy. All right, so here we go. Bowl season. In the L.A. Bowl, Boise State versus Washington. Give me Boise State to win the game. Unranked. Keep in mind, I will tell you, when we get to a bowl that has two ranked teams, there are not very many of them. The Salute to Veterans Bowl, Troy versus Jacksonville State, I'll take Troy. The Cure Bowl, Old Dominion versus South Florida, I'll take South Florida. The 68 Venture Bowl, what? Louisiana versus Delaware, I'll take Louisiana. In the Xbox Bowl, Missouri State versus Arkansas State, I'll take Missouri State. In the Myrtle Beach Bowl, Kennesaw State versus Western Michigan, I'll take the Owls. Hoo-dee-hoo! In the Gasparilla Bowl, Memphis versus NC State, I'll take Memphis. Still, no ranked opponents, by the way. None of the teams that are playing in these bowls are ranked. In the famous Idaho Potato Bowl, Washington State versus Utah State. I'll take Washington State. In the Boca Raton Bowl, Toledo versus Louisville. I'll take Louisville. In the New Orleans Bowl, Western Kentucky versus Southern Miss. I'll take Southern Miss. In the Frisco Bowl, UNLV versus Ohio. UNLV. Still, not one ranked team. And we are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 bowls deep. Not one ranked team yet. In the Hawaii Bowl, Cal versus Hawaii. I'll take Cal. In the Sports Bowl, Central Michigan at Northwestern. I'll take Central Michigan. In the Rate Bowl, New Mexico versus Minnesota. These are terrible matchups. I'll take Minnesota. In the First Responder Bowl, FIU versus Texas San Antonio. Give me FIU. In the Military Bowl, Pitt versus Eastern Carolina. Give me Pitt. We still do not have a ranked team, and we are now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 bowls in. Not one top 25 team. In the Pinstripe Bowl, Penn State versus Clemson. Give me Clemson. In the Fenway Bowl, UConn versus Army. Give me Army. And here it is. Not only do we have one, we have two. Two ranked teams in the Pop-Tarts Bowl. 22 Georgia Tech versus 12 BYU. Give me 22 Georgia Tech to beat BYU. In the Arizona Bowl, Miami of Ohio versus Fresno State. Give me Miami of Ohio. In the New Mexico Bowl, 25, North Texas. That's three ranked teams. North Texas versus San Diego State. I'll take North Texas. In the Gator Bowl, 19. That's four ranked. 19, Virginia versus Missouri. I'll take Missouri. In the Texas Bowl, LSU versus 21, Houston. That's five. I'll take LSU. In the Birmingham Bowl, Georgia Southern versus Appalachian State. They used to be in the same conference. It's hard to get excited about that game. I'll take Appalachian State. In the Independence Bowl, Coastal Carolina versus Louisiana Tech. I'll take Coastal Carolina. The Music City Bowl, Tennessee versus Illinois. Tennessee doesn't have to go very far. I'll take Tennessee. In the Alamo Bowl, another ranked team, 16 USC versus TCU. I'll take USC. In the ReliaQuest Bowl, the ReliaQuest Bowl is one of two bowls, one of two, that has two ranked teams in it. There are literally two bowls that have two ranked teams playing each other. Compute that for a minute. In the ReliaQuest Bowl, 23 Iowa versus 14 Vanderbilt, I will take Vanderbilt. In the Sun Bowl, Arizona State versus Duke, give me Arizona State. In the Citrus Bowl, here's the third one. There are now three bowls. In the Citrus Bowl with two ranked teams, 18 Michigan versus 13 Texas. Everything that's going on with Michigan, I'll take Texas. In the Las Vegas Bowl, Nebraska versus 15 Utah, I'll take Utah. Oh my God, this list doesn't end. And these matchups are horrid. I'll power through. In the Armed Forces Bowl, Rice versus Texas State, I will take Texas State. In the Liberty Bowl, Navy versus Cincinnati, I'll take Cincinnati. In the Mayo Bowl, Wake Forest versus Mississippi State, I'll take Mississippi State. And finally, as far as the bowls go, in the Holiday Bowl, Arizona, number 17, Arizona versus SMU, I will take Arizona to win the football game. Which brings us to the first round of the college football playoff. Number 9, Alabama at 8, Oklahoma. Oklahoma won the first round won the first matchup during the regular season, but Alabama dominated the football game. A lot more yardage. Alabama turned the ball over like three times, and Oklahoma barely won the football game. I am going to go Alabama to beat Oklahoma. I will give you, coming up shortly, I will give you my college football playoff bracket. We'll go through it, and I'll tell you who I'm going to like to win games and win the whole thing. Number 10, Miami at number 7, Texas A&M. Give me Texas A&M. Number 22, Lane versus 6, Ole Miss. Listen to what I'm about to say because this is very important. As you know, there are two Group of 5 teams that got in, James Madison and Tulane. James Madison's got Oregon. I'll talk about that in a second. Tulane's got Ole Miss. Tulane and Ole Miss played earlier, and Ole Miss beat the brakes off of Tulane. Tulane is number 20 in the country. Ole Miss is number 6. With Notre Dame being left out, they have certainly raised a stink about not getting in two Group of 5s in. You've heard a lot of talk about should the Group of 5s be included here. Tulane had better win this football game. If the Group of 5 has any chance to keep their seat at the table, Tulane has to upset Ole Miss. James Madison has no shot against Oregon. That's not happening. The only shot for the Group of 5 to win this game, to win a game, is this one. Tulane over Ole Miss. And it's not very likely, if we're telling the truth. But if Tulane loses that game and James Madison loses, the Group of 5 probably loses their seat at the table. Just being honest with you. And I don't know how soon that happens. Tulane's got to win for the Group of 5 to have any leg to stand on. I don't think they do. Give me Ole Miss to win the football game. And 24, James Madison at number 5, Oregon. Oregon blows them out at home. Not a close football game. To be honest with you, James Madison should not be playing with the big boys, but they are. And, you know, herein lies the flaw with this thing. It's nuts. If you were going to include two Group of Fives, the better route to have gone was to include South Florida. South Florida probably would have had a chance to beat Ole Miss. Being honest, they're better than both Tulane and James Madison. They're not in. It's a flawed system. Extremely flawed. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision Center, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Football season is here, and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suits, dining room suits, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices. All the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture Outlet, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick. Just down from Old Times, 912-267-1897. And look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram. Oh, my gosh. I have got it. That was an extremely long segment. It's like a 13-minute segment. I got to go get some water. I'm going to go get some water. I'll see you on the other side of the break. No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go Pirates!
For generations, Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters have been a staple on St. Simon's and the Golden Isles community. From our Atlanta Braves and Georgia Bulldog apparel to AFCO, Johnny O, and Duckhead, Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters truly does have it all. Sunglasses, coastal apparel, and the best selection of lady shoes on St. Simon's. And of course, do not forget, we rent tuxedos for any occasion. Gentlemen and Lady Outfitters, in the shops at Sea Island, just down from Harris Teeter. 912-634-1521. And online at gentlemensoutfitters.net.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of Exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golden Isles Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simon's in Brunswick,
average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or Exit 29, Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Makin' Light, Monday through Saturday. Both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max's Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
Man, extremely long segment, but we are back, and I'm going to jump into the college football playoff. I'm going to run down my playoff scenarios. I'm going to give you who my national champion is. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision Center, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It is more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org. Yeah, that last segment was so long, I had to go to the Bishop Media water fountain. All right, so here we go. This is just strictly me picking. There's no rhyme or actually these are my picks. Like, everybody's got their opinion. Here's mine. First round games in the Georgia bracket. Number 6, Ole Miss. 6-seeded Ole Miss, 11-seeded Tulane. Give me Ole Miss to win the game. And like I told you last segment, the group of five really needs Tulane to win the football game, but I don't think it's going to happen. Number 10, Miami at number 7, Texas A&M. Give me Texas A&M to beat Miami. And all the hullabaloo about Miami getting in over Notre Dame will only heat up when Miami goes out in the first round. Number 12, James Madison at number 5, Oregon in a blowout. Number 9, Alabama at number 8, Oklahoma. I already told you, I'm picking Alabama to win the football game. All right, that sets us up in the next round. The teams with the byes now get into the fray. Number 6, Ole Miss versus number 3, Georgia. Georgia already beat Ole Miss earlier in the season. It was a very close football game. Georgia got a couple of stops defensively late in that football game to win. Lane Kiffin is not at Ole Miss. We all know that. Georgia's playing really well. Give me Georgia to win the football game in advance. Number 2, Ohio State against number 7, Texas A&M. This is going to be a really close football game, and I think I wouldn't be stunned if Texas – I watched the Indiana-Ohio State game, and you're talking about eyeball test. I'm sitting there watching that game, and I'm sitting there thinking, neither one of these two teams, Indiana and Ohio State, are nearly as good as the top teams in the SEC. Those are just my eyeballs telling me that. The game wasn't as fast. There were a lot of, like, plays that just took forever. And I'm thinking to myself, they play an SEC team. That quarterback doesn't have 4 seconds for that route to develop. I don't think either one of those teams are going to win it. I think both those teams are overhyped. I do think that they're good, but overhyped. I will take Ohio State to beat Texas A&M. I wouldn't be stunned if Texas A&M wins the game. It will be close. I can promise you that. On the other side of the bracket, Oregon, number 5, versus Texas Tech. Texas Tech's defense is legit. It's SEC quality defense. Give me Texas Tech to slow down Oregon's offense and score just enough to get by Oregon. Texas Tech beats Oregon. That brings us to number 9, Alabama, and number 1, Indiana. If Alabama could run the dang football just a little bit, I'd pick Alabama here because I don't. I think that's all it would take is just for them to run the ball a little bit. But if they run the ball for negative 3 yards like they do, like they did against Georgia, they're not beating Indiana. If Alabama runs the football just a little bit, Alabama wins the game. I'm going to pick Indiana. But I'm just telling you, that's me picking Indiana based on what I saw from Alabama all year long, struggling to run the ball. If they can run it just a little bit, they'll advance. I'll take Indiana. Final four games. Number 3, Georgia. Number 2, Ohio State. Give me Georgia to beat Ohio State and expose. And I don't think it's close. I don't think it's close. I think Georgia throttles them. I think they woodshed them. I think they run them out of the stadium. I don't think it's close. On the other side, Texas Tech, number 4 seed, number 1 seed Indiana. Give me Texas Tech to beat Indiana. Again, I really like Texas Tech's defense, and I do think it's – I don't think Indiana's that good. Texas Tech and Georgia in the national championship game. Both defenses are really good. Georgia's much better offensively. So give me Georgia. And look, I'm the most unbiased Georgia fan there is. I will admit to you, I am a Georgia fan. But when I run through these matchups, this is the most likely outcome based on what we know about these teams. Georgia, Texas Tech, both can play defense. Georgia's offense is better. That's a fact. Look at the numbers. Georgia wins their third national championship in 5 years or whatever it is. Georgia, Texas Tech, for all the marbles, Georgia wins. Georgia is your 2025-26 national champions. We're going to run through a whole lot of stuff next segment. Stay with me. We got a lot to do still. Not a lot of time to do it.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you're going to need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Be sure to ask about our keg selection, too. Locally family-owned and operated since 1985. Off exit 29 on I-95. 61 Candler Drive. Call 912-265-2567. And look for specials on Facebook. M&B Liquors. This football season, make sure you catch every heart-pounding snap at Mullet Bay on St. Simon's Island, 512 Ocean Boulevard, just down from the Pier Village, where you can find live pregame music all football season long. Dine in or take out, lunch and dinner. Wild Georgia shrimp, fresh flounder, fresh salmon, fresh oysters. Check out Mullet Bay's new look and new menu. Call 912-634-9977, MulletBayRestaurant.com, and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Live pregame music all football season long at Mullet Bay.
Trying to find great family fun but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
All right, we're gonna have to just like go fast forward mode on this. And like you heard, I don't know if some of you heard this, but like a lot of folks have started watching Netflix movies like on that two times. So instead of a movie taking like an hour and a half, it takes like 45 minutes. So that's like the new thing. I gave it a try. I gave it a try. I can still understand what's going on with the movie. So this segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision Center, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show. That's me, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com, Friday Night Lights, and Sweet Tea. All right, so when Sharon Moore got fired from Michigan, it was a little bit of a stunner. I was kind of, wow, I didn't expect them to fire him for three losses. And then, of course, some more news kind of made its way out. There's something going on pertaining to a relationship, an inappropriate relationship with a Michigan staffer. He's been arrested. So whatever this relationship is, it is going to get ugly for Sharon Moore. Signing day classes, right? Let's jump into that really quick. USC had the number one class. First time in a very long time the USC has been at the top of those rankings. Two was Alabama. Three was Georgia. Four was Notre Dame. Five, Oregon. Six, Ohio State. Seven was Texas. Eight, Tennessee. Nine, Texas A&M. And 10 was Miami. I was a little surprised to see Miami get into the top 10, but they did indeed. So looks like Miami is, Mario Cristobal's got that thing trending in the right direction as far as continuing to build the Miami program. He's going to need a quarterback. And he'll probably find one in the transfer portal. Sam Leavitt, of course, from Arizona State is going to be entering the portal. He'll probably be the most sought after guy. Notre Dame, look, all the complaining that you've done, all of the complaining that you have done is just nuts. You lost to Miami head-to-head, and then you don't want it to count. Here's the cold, hard truth of the matter. Notre Dame, if you were a full-fledged member of the ACC, what would have happened is instead of having Virginia and Duke in the ACC title game, you would have had Notre Dame and Virginia, more than likely, in that game. And Notre Dame, you smoke Virginia. And then you get that automatic berth. And you're in. And all of this is for naught. But because you're not a part of a conference, it came back to bite you in the end. The ACC has bent over backward for you and begged you to join the conference, which you will not do. And I get it. You've got that television contract. You don't have to split any of that money with whatever conference that you may join. It's all your money. That's greed. And it came back to bite you in the end. It kept you out because if you were a member of the ACC, you'd have won the ACC championship game and you'd have been in and none of this would have mattered. You'd have had Miami and Notre Dame both in. You didn't. And this is what you get. And now they're talking about that because of all of this, they're going to change how they do the college football. They're talking about they're only going to have one reveal show instead of going through it from week to week to week, which I guess is kind of Notre Dame's arguing point. We've been ahead of Miami this whole time. How can they jump us when they're next to us? They beat you. That's how. They beat you head to head. You never should have been ranked ahead of them, to be honest. You play two tough games, two really tough games. Miami, top 10 team, you lost. Texas A&M, top 10 team, you lost. You beat USC. Congratulations. That's your best win. This historic 10-game run that we were on, you played a bunch of 3-7 and 4-8 teams, minus USC. Get out of here. This is the nuttiest thing I've heard. Join a conference. That's my advice. Join a conference. There's television money, big-time television money, that can replace the television money that you're getting now, that you're not splitting. You'll still get a huge chunk. And you increase the value of whatever conference that you join. Believe me, the ACC could use that. The ACC could use you. Because they've been trying to redo that television deal for 3 years. If you join, you give them a little bit of leverage with ESPN to be able to do that. Because right now they got zero. Zero. Braves made a signing. They signed Carl Yastrzemski. 2020 had a really good year. 281, 31 home runs and 90 RBIs with the Giants. Last year, you know, he's a little bit older. He's in his early 30s. 50 games with the Royals, 237 and 9 home runs. He's basically going to be a fourth outfielder for the Braves. You will see him make some starts. He'll probably play in left field. He's a little bit better defensively than Profar, I think. So you'll probably see him play in left field some and Profar DH. Not really sure about, you know, when Sean Murphy's going to be back with the hip surgery. Hopefully they'll have him back by the start of the year. Don't know. Of course, the Braves also would like to DH Baldwin and or Murphy, whichever one's not catching. But adding Yastrzemski gives you some options to be able to do and DH other players, gives the corner outfielder guys days off. He can play a little bit of center too. Okay, God. SEC scholarships. With them adding the ninth game, and of course you heard the Kirby Smart press conference, the wear and tear of all of the games, the adding the extra game is tough. So the SEC made the decision that they're going to increase the number of scholarships that an SEC team can accommodate from 85 to 105 per team. So they're giving 20 extra scholarships to all SEC teams, which also means that the NIL money is going to go up because now you're talking about paying an extra 20 players per team. So you gotta find that money somewhere. So NIL affects everything in college football now. You got the ninth conference game. The SEC gives you 20 extra scholarships to accommodate that, to add some depth, but you also got to pay for them. So that's going to be more expensive. So, you know, you're either going to have to not pay players as much as you're paying them now, or you're going to have to come up with some more money.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. A ton of news surrounding the Brunswick High football program this week. First, the GHSA lifted the postseason ban against the Pirates for next season, which was levied due to the sideline-clearing fight with Gainesville. The GHSA also unsuspended 42 of the 44 players that it had originally suspended for Brunswick. Also, Pirates head coach Garrett Grady resigned from the head job and has accepted a position to be on the Coffee County coaching staff. Grady was just named Region Coach of the Year. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. Football season is here and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suites, dining room suites, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices, all the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times. 912-267-1897 and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and Sweet Tea.